that, pump that ass, go, pump that ass. Pump that, go, pump that ass, ass. Pump that ass, pump that, ass. Don't forget to pump that ass, don't forget to pump that ass. Pump that ass, don't forget to pump that ass, go, pump that ass. Go, pump that ass, go on, go on, go on, go. Pump that ass, pump that ass.
Welcome back to LaPriori Podcast. I am your host, Daniel LaPriori, and I am joined by my also host. I don't even know what to call you anymore. Michael's here.
Yeah, Mike's here.
What's up, Miguanch?
What's up, bro?
I see your little blue cock.
That sounded crazy, bro. Kind of person.
What's up, bro? I see your blue cock is going wild.
Yeah, this is my happy blue cock. This is Malcolm. Malcolm, the fucking top hat wearing cock bitch boy.
Where'd you get that? Is that from one of your Amazon giveaways?
No, a video game developer for this game that's out sent it to me with like a bunch of different shit, and I stuck him to the mic arm, and now he's become part of the community world.
Tight. He just sits there and shakes that ass.
Yeah, he's gonna have emotes and stuff. He whispers to me sometime, and I'll be like, Malcolm, talking about that. Like, what did he say? And I'm like, something about Puerto Ricans.
Oh, he definitely looks like a racist bird. That hat makes him look mad racist.
Yeah, he's racist as fuck. But I'm trying to, like, you know, bring people together, and
yeah,
I'm trying to make him change his ways. So
that's good. That's good. I mean, he needs.
You know what he's like? He's like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's not really like, he still likes you, but he's not really. He's like racist, but it's like fun racist. You know what I mean?
Dude, that movie was so.
Dude, that movie was so racist. Yeah, it was so. I went to go see you with Jonathan, and he's just like, "Get your fucking rat, like, fuck, get your rat community off my lawn."
Yeah,
it's like Jesus, this guy's so fucking racist.
And he would just like walk up to people with his finger and shit.
Yeah, he saves an Asian kid from getting beat up by black guys, and he's racist while doing it. It's like I feel like this is Clint Eastwood just really wanting to get some shit out.
What was that? Isn't there a scene like in the barbershop where he comes in, he's like, fuck you, you white bitch. And everyone's like, whoa, chill.
Yeah.
He's like, what? You told me to, like, that's barbershop talk.
Yeah.
Gran Torino. Clint Eastwood, he's got to be 100 years old, though.
No? Yeah, he's just walking around looking like fucking like cut off foreskin.
I know.
These days.
He always
he's very old.
Yeah, he just always looks like the sun is constantly in his eyes. He's always like,
yeah, he's like,
like the sun's in his eyes and his back hurts.
Jim Carrey does it so good.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does look like he looks like the sun's always in his eyes. He's always looked like that though, too.
Yeah. He's always just been like,
But as he gets older, it looks like it hurts more and more.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's 93 years old.
I thought he was like 100, bro.
I mean, that's
damn close. He's pretty goddamn 7 years. You think he'll make it?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see what his like filmography is. Hold up. I want to see like if he has anything coming out. Have you ever seen like Dirty Harry in those movies?
Yeah, like a little bit. I don't know, man. They're not for the good, the bad, and the ugly is the best.
Yeah, the good, bad, the ugly is a banger.
A good bit, good, bad, and ugly. Yeah, but no, I never really watched the Dirty Harry movies. I've seen like the scenes where he just doesn't give a fuck though, and he just shoots people with like a magnum in the face at like a diner, and I'm like, damn, this fucking movie's crazy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like in that movie, I would say that movie actually is important because it probably paved the way for a lot of like the.
Yeah, like, for sure. Another one you would like is
those action, those like white leading guy action movies.
Yeah.
Like Die Hard and shit.
It's like him and John Wayne.
John Wayne.
A Man with No Name and a Fistful of Dollars. That movie's pretty gangster, too.
That title's gangster.
Yeah. It just sounds like a guy going to a strip club.
Bro, it's crazy. At one point in like cinema, all they did was make like Western movies and shit.
Yeah.
Like that's like all they did.
Because people just love those movies. That was just like the exact thing that people, it's like cop shows, how like cop shows will never go out of style.
Yeah, they'll always be around. That's true, because it's always drama and people fucking love drama. No matter, drama is like farting in the comedy world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always going to be watchable or entertaining.
Yeah, dude, Law and Order has been on since 1990,
which doesn't seem that long, but it's a lot of fucking seasons and that's a lot of fucking episodes.
In the
show world since 1990 is like 300 years.
Yeah, that's so long. Like them and like the Simpsons. Like the Simpsons have been on, what season of the Simpsons on, like 37?
Yeah, something like that. Something
probably more. All right. Yeah, 35. 35 seasons. They've done 762 episodes.
And I would imagine there's people that are, all right, what year did they start?
I think they started in the 80s. Hold on, let's see. Yeah,
89.
Yeah. Like the
what's crazy is there's people that have been watching that since 89, and I just wonder like if those people are okay. I feel like anyone that watches a show that long has got to be fucking kind of weird. I don't know. Feel like I would give up after a while. We watch The Simpsons all the time, remember?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird that like I've been watching South Park for 97. I've been watching South Park for 17 years. Like that's a lot.
Yeah. Remember we first started watching South Park because we stole our brother-in-law's like I don't know why we took it. Oh no, he left his tape at our house.
Yeah, he was like,
you guys were like, and we
hilarious.
Yeah, or he showed us, yeah, or whatever it was, and then he left it there, and then we would watch, and then there was a period where me and Danny just watched nothing but Maury and Jerry Springer and South Park. That's it.
Do you ever watch like Jerry Springer like YouTube videos? Like the YouTube channel Jerry Springer? It's got some bangers on there.
Oh yeah. And all the classics. I forgot he died too, by the way.
Oh, just shit, recently. I did too.
Yeah.
Hold on, Jerry Springer when he died.
Huh?
He had to be kind of old, right?
70 something. I think he had cancer though.
79. He died of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, which is like, I think that's the one everyone's like afraid to get, right?
I think so.
As they get older, they're like
worst cancers.
But me and Danny used to fucking watch nothing but like Jerry Springer and South Park. And the first South Park episode we ever saw was the turkey episode. The turkeys take over on a Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah.
Or was it, or do they take over on Christmas? But they're like around.
Oh no, that's Thanksgiving because it's Starvin' Marvin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Starvin' Marvin. Oh my god. Which we didn't realize what we were watching, but now like you watch it, you're like, oh my god.
Yeah. And like the turkey gives like the Braveheart speech, but it's just like
Yeah. And it's got the fucking the face paint on and everything. Yeah, and I was like, oh
yeah, they all like go crazy. Let's get into some stuff. I have to do it while it's fresh on my mind. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, how you feel about it?
Yeah, this shit is so I mean,
it's an exhibition. It's not a pro fight.
It's a weird situation, right? Because it's like if Mike Tyson beats him, everyone's gonna love the fact that the fight happened and fucking lose their minds because everyone wants to see this kid get his ass beat by an older dude, and everyone wants to see get him knocked out by Mike. Get it knocked out in general. Seeing Jake Paul get knocked out would be awesome.
Yeah.
What's crazy to me is how he would probably do better than Francis Ngannou did against Anthony Joshua, but that shit was crazy. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like how can you feel like you're a man and brag about, I realize it's Mike Tyson, but like he's almost 60. Like it doesn't matter. Father Time never loses, you know what I mean? And people either, you know, lose their breath or whatever it is as you get older. Some people can go forever, but Mike Tyson hasn't been keeping that. You know, he had his period where he was, you know, on a hangover and he was like a bigger guy and wasn't taking care of himself. And I feel like a lot of that, like trying to get your body back to go in reverse, it doesn't happen. So he's been through stuff. I mean, the guy did all sorts of shit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think you're not getting Iron Mike Tyson, you know, you're getting like,
flat iron Mike Tyson.
You're getting, yeah. You're getting flat iron. You're getting retired.
Yeah.
Fucking Mike Tyson. You're getting fucking
George Foreman from Mike Tyson.
Yeah. You're getting, he's the man and I love Mike Tyson too, but you know, who knows if he knocks him out though, we're all going to be super happy that he knocked him the fuck out. So
yeah.
If he knocks out Jake.
But I already know, I don't think anyone's going to get knocked out.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't know. I think
it's going to be a schmoz. Because if it's like an event,
yeah,
like you could technically like script that because it's not like a real fight.
Yeah.
So you could script like, you know, like you can't knock him out or whatever, but like just put on a good event and like get your money and bounce.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Another thing is like Jake Paul knows what he's doing. He calls the shots because he, you know, he's done these other fights where he's made it a spectacle because it's like the name that he's going against, or he's getting into some weird internet beef. And someone said it before really good. It's like, it's for kids. You know what I mean? Like kids watch this shit.
It is for children. The fact that we're even like watching it is kind of crazy.
Right. And it's going to be on Netflix. So it's going to be free, but it's like, you really, I mean, how much of the world do you think watches hoping that he's going to get knocked out one day by someone? You know what I mean?
That's part of the allure of it.
Yeah, that's he knows that, so he feeds off that. But another thing is, it's like this is a big name one, and so he knows it'll get him more numbers because his other ones haven't done well. But I love how he thinks he's like climbing up, going against these like juggernauts, and in his weird delusional world, he's like, you know, like a champ almost, and he's just like done all these things to conquer boxing and stuff, and all of them have just been circus fights besides like the Tommy Fury one, and he lost. So it's like he picks his fights on purpose because he knows what he can possibly you know, get away with. He watches how they fight, he watches this, and at the level that he's at, he knows how good he is now. Like if he was laying out Woodley, he knew he was gonna, like, Diaz will eat. Diaz, the difference with Diaz is like a human punching bag.
Yeah,
and he was in the MMA too. So it's like everyone knew he wasn't going to knock Diaz out. Like you can't knock those dudes out. Some dudes just have a chin, but like he knew that was going to be a thing, you know. And then Silva actually gave him a decent fight, which people forget.
Yeah, it was.
like he knocked him, he knocked Silva down once, but he never knocked him out or anything like that. And he was getting, the thing is, it's like you get old. I'm just wondering if Mike Tyson will land one punch that, I don't know. I don't know how hard
the guy if Mike, hits it. I just don't know if Mike would want to do that. Like if he would really want to hurt him.
Yeah, because they're friends.
Yeah.
Or they've been friendly together. So yeah, I don't know.
I think it's just like something to like.
Scripted?
Not so much scripted, but just to like get the Netflix sports thing off the ground. Like this is their first venture into sports and mad people are going to watch it.
It's so, weird to me that they did that.
I'm surprised Netflix hasn't done this already.
Yeah, but not like this clown show shit. I thought they would have done something a little bit more. Like I know that they did the WWE thing, but that's not going to take place, I think, until the 2025s, right?
I think so. Go smoke some more crack.
If you smell. Now go smoke some crack. If you smell. It's so funny. People are pissed, of course, at Roman Reigns.
Oh, because he called like Seth Rollins a cross-dresser?
Cross-dresser, yeah. And like, here's the thing. When he was saying it, I wouldn't even have noticed. Because I'm not going to lie. I don't know half the things you can say or you can't say. I'm not going to act like I'm like
the
biggest. You know, I try not to, in this world, I try not to, you know, like not even piss people off. Like I just try to make, I think my main problem is like, not everyone's going to like me. It is what it is. But like at the same time, like I don't want to make people feel like shit if it really makes them like want to fucking like hate themselves. But I didn't know that this was like a thing. I had no idea. I never, I'm almost finding out some other shit. I'm fucking old. I'm about to be 37 in like fucking 2 days, 3 days. But yeah, like you could tell when he says, he goes this, like he kind of like, I don't know if he knew or not. It seems like he did or he didn't. But like when he says it, you look at like Seth Rollins' face. By the way, what the fuck was he wearing now? I mean, it was just like, it's not because like he can't wear that shit.
Now.
But, yeah, but I have no idea he looked like a fucking Rorschach painting.
Yeah. They're always like, yeah, like he's like the drippiest guy. I'm like, his clothes suck ass.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look, they don't look like, I could see, like when Prince did it, Prince, like the outfits looked fire.
Yeah.
Rollins just looks like it's just like someone threw him in a fucking character creator simulator. Like he looks like a WWE The Game character.
Yes, he does.
The way that his outfits
playing went. Way too much of.
How is it? How are you liking WWE?
I think it's awesome. The new WWE 2K game. I finished the story already. No pun intended. I did finish the story. It was a lot of fun. It's like a thing where like Roman Reigns goes to Hollywood and like you have to try and beat his streak.
So that's what the game's focused on?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, because 2K does the story shit, right? Now they do like, yeah.
I made a character called Danny the Ram Lopez.
Fucking fire.
Yeah, and he's the man. He has Ram.
The Ram?
Yeah, and he wears like a Viking cape down to the fucking crowd.
Oh my god.
The ring, and it's red, white, and blue. It's like a flag. It's fire.
What's his music?
It was Bad Bunny for a little bit, but it was some like generic 80s rock like solo and shit. He had like a fire, like mad fireworks and shit.
Red, you should be able to upload your own music now, but there's probably copyright stuff with that.
Yeah, but you can though, like, because they have like community creations where you can create like any wrestler ever, and they
that's just, crazy.
Yeah, you know, like people are so like amazing, but like people also like have like no life, I guess, because like they create wrestlers from scratch and it looks just like them.
Yeah,
like I don't know how they do it, but it's a lot. I think it's the best WWE 2K game in like 10 years.
Do you think these games definitely surpass? I mean, obviously, I know graphics-wise and all that, but do you think that they're way more fun and definitely better than all the stuff that we grew up with, I would imagine?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, probably. Gameplay-wise, yeah. You know, but if you think about the nostalgia of, like...
No Mercy,
and, like, the storylines were better in, like, SmackDown.
Like, yeah, SmackDown was great.
SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. That game is so fucking amazing. Like,
it's
like I want to get it on my on my rogue, my rogue ally.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, it's crazy to me though, that it's the way that these are the best 2K games that come out. What 2K games are good? I mean, all of them fucking suck. It seems.
Honestly,
all
like
the sports NBA, games,
NBA 2K sucks too.
Yeah, NBA 2K is fucking has been trash for a while. They like don't care about it. It always comes out looking goofy and glitchy.
It sucks. I can't believe Roman Reigns is being accused of transphobia.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way that he's. But here's another thing too. I think people need to realize also, like, this shit isn't real though. It's like it's characters. Like if you watch a racist in a movie, like I'm gonna watch a racist in a movie because I'm watching the movie and I'm just gonna be like, okay, this guy's character sucks. I don't like Roman Reigns as his character. I never have. I don't like the whole like fucking worship my me or whatever the fuck you acknowledge me shit. Like I the fuck it is. Like I've never understood why anyone is fans of that character. But like T-Pain's kid loves Roman Reigns. Like is obsessed with Roman Reigns.
So
every time, and they go by fandom, but like they're like always in the chat, and T-Pain will make fun of like fandom for liking them and be like, yeah, fandom loves wet Samoans. We don't need any more wet Samoans.
It's so funny. It's like, yeah. Because it's so weird. Like I have these moments where I'll be watching like something wrestling related. And I'm so happy that like The Rock is back because it's given me an excuse, because it's like, oh, like he was on it when I was a kid. But like once he goes away, I'm like, why am I watching this?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good people in there now. I just think it's like, obviously you're going to get this. Like you have an older, like The Rock didn't say it. It was Roman that said it. But like you could tell when he said it, like it's just, I can't tell if he thought that if he knew actually or not or whatever the hell it was, but you know, it's just different time, dude. People get pissed about things. My thing is like, I get what they're saying about like, you don't want mongering happening at all whatsoever. But like, I'm just looking at it as this guy's character is a douchebag. Like that's what the whole point of it is. And Cody Rhodes is like the clean fucking like dude who's like you know, just trying to fucking do it the American nightmare, like win for the story of the Rhodes family and his dad and for him, and to like, you know, I just look at it as like characters. Now is he like that backstage? I don't fucking know. If he does and he really does hate people like that, then you know, maybe the guy's fucking a douchebag or just fucking thinks it's weird. But I don't look at it like when The Rock comes out and he's calling people crackheads and meth heads. Like that dude's not
He's
not.
Yeah. But that's
and if he is, then who knows? I mean, you know, it's the same thing as he's probably been hanging out with comedians too long. I don't fucking know. But like, I don't think the guy just went and like helped a family whose daughter died from cancer. Like, you think he's like, oh fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
go smoke some more crack.
Like, is it like by the way, Roman Reigns is cringy as fuck. Even when he made the joke, like I didn't laugh. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm like laughing at it, but like I knew once he said that, I was like, oh yikes.
As soon as it came out of his mouth, I knew it.
As soon as he said, I was like, oh, he's going to get shit. But you got to remember the fan base too. Like there are people that are in there. Obviously there's all types of people that watch WWE now, but you're going to get a little shit, but people are going to do what people do, man. People get pissed and then people forget things and then they just let it go on. Like, it's not like something that's going to like destroy his career the same way, fucking, I don't know. Who was the racist white cook lady? Paula Deen.
Oh yeah. Paula Deen.
Like that fucked her. Remember when that shit happened?
Yeah.
What did she do? She said the N word. What did she do? I don't remember.
No, she definitely said the N-word, but I want to see how it got leaked. Paula Deen.
I'm Paula Deen. Y'all remember the better times?
You could just say the N-word and nobody cared about it? This happened. Damn, dude, this happened 11 years ago.
What?
Chef Paula Deen under fire after admitting to racial slurs.
Wait, what is she just admitted to it, or she like she's like, yeah, I'll throw a few end bombs out once in a while. Like, I don't understand.
I'd be cooking up some N words. I'd be saying them things. Celebrity, but Chef Paul Dean denies she's ever told racial jokes, but she did acknowledge using the N word. That's almost worse.
Didn't Justin Bieber say a terrible fucking racist joke when he was like a kid and it's recorded?
Yeah, dude. It was like one less lonely blank.
No, and then he did the chainsaw one
Oh, yeah.
where he said it like 30 times in less than a second.
Dude, I forgot about that one too.
Yeah, but little white girls would be like, yeah, but like, you know, he was like a kid.
He's a baby. Like, what else is he supposed to say?
Still really bad when he does, he's like smiling. He's like,
Don't you like
I don't know.
that? He's like, that's funny, right? Paula Deen denies she ever told racial jokes, but she did acknowledge using the N-word. That's 100% worse. Because if you just said, like, yeah, it was a joke, then it's like, oh, all right. But, like, acknowledge just using the N-word is way more racist.
And you're just the typical white Southern woman, and comes out of your mouth way worse than anybody fucking else's. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a typical white. She's Southern, right? As fuck, I would
Yeah,
imagine.
she
Oh, dude,
was
you
born
can't.
60 years ago when America's South had schools that were segregated, different bathrooms, different restaurants, and Americans rode in different parts of the bus.
White Southern people should get fucking bodied if they're even caught thinking about them. So coming out of a white Southern drawl
Oh, it's so much worse.
where the R is worse than anybody else on the planet, like,
Yeah, it's
yeah,
really
maybe
bad.
that's why she honestly that's why she Justin Bieber's like an idiot Canadian. No offense to Canadians, but it's like he's like you know, I don't know, he's like coming over to America, probably doesn't like it's just but like a Southern white fucking woman just being like, yeah, you know, I dropped it a few times. Like, that's.
It's come time, Tam. This is what she said in court. You ready? Jackson lawyer, Ms. Dean, have you ever told racial jokes? Paula Dean, no, not racial. Jackson lawyer, have you
What does
ever?
that mean?
I don't know. She goes, Jackson lawyer goes, have you ever used the N-word yourself? And she replies, yes, of course. Why'd you have to throw of course on there? Just say yes. She goes, yes, of course.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think about like how growing up and stuff, like, you know, yeah, like just my lifestyle and like your lifestyle and just being like, I don't know. It's when we think about how we lived, and we've talked about it on the show before, but how we lived growing up and like the shit that we heard said to us. And then you just grow up thinking, well, if that's how white people feel about me, then that's what I am. That's who I'm gonna hang at. That's who I'm gonna be with now. You know what I mean? Hispanics, blacks, and like Asians, and like if that's what it is, that's what I am. And that's how wild the word is sometimes. Because when I think about when someone uses it, right? I'm thinking about like how I grew up and I listened to rap and hip hop and all that, and I just had more friends that I felt more comfortable with that because everything was like, yo, it's like, is this what like Puerto Ricans do? So I'm like, yo, fuck this. I'll never consider myself like white or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, also just the shit that I've been called when the guys that worked at Madaba in the beginning and that guy act like he was gonna throw that can of soup at me. He's like, get out of my store, you fucking like, and I was just like, oh, it's like. And then like talking to Jared about it, Jared, and like, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It's weird to me when I hear people.
Fact that an adult man was going to throw a can of soup at you is hilarious.
Yeah, and then called me a racial slur,
Yeah, I'm
called
just
me the,
like,
and then
I'm sorry.
called me the N-word like 30 times. And then I told his, yeah, and I remember telling his boss, I was like 15 though. I was like threatening to steal like a Snickers bar and stuff.
Weren't you like 5 minutes away from like robbing a store?
Yeah, so. Oh my God. Oh shit, I forgot about that. Oh
Yeah,
my
dude,
God.
you're almost an armed robber.
Yeah, so me and this other kid once, like, we smoked weed and he lived in town. This kid was always getting into bad shit, but he was older than me. And I was just like a little at the time I was definitely like I was what's the word? Like impressionable, I guess.
Impressionable, and then also like I guess
stupid.
vulnerable, but like, I know the word that you're thinking of. I hate when this happens.
Yeah, I hate it too. Anyways, he
Like
was
easily influenced.
easily influenced. Yeah. Non-impressionable. Easily influenced. And like, I don't know. I was like, dude, oh fuck. I can't believe you remember this and I fucking did it. Holy shit. It's probably because it's a stupid thing and I wanted to erase it from my memory.
I mean, it would have been really
But
stupid if you did it, but the fact that you didn't do
the
it shows that you have amazing intuition.
same guy I do. I honestly have always said that to him. I used like there's been times where I'm like, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yo, I fucking feel like I have create like I've always been able to read things and I have mad times. So the amount of times I've gotten out of shit is crazy. But I this we were downstairs smoking and he's like, yo, so are we gonna do this? So basically this other guy wanted me to rob a store with him and I was like 16 or 17. It's the store where the guy called me the N-word, by the way.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's the best way
Racial justice.
to get back at them? Yeah. How do I get my racial justice back? I'm gonna fucking rob these bitches. So we had fake guns. We had fake guns and everything. Dude, I could have got shot in the face. Who knows what they had back in the day? I don't fucking
Yeah,
know.
dude. They could
Actually,
have
no,
killed
I do
you.
know because, all right, so here's the story. So basically, I went to rob this fucking deli. And I remember he's like, so we doing this or what, dog? And I was like, yeah, I'm down. It was your typical like a sitcom where like the good kid gets involved in the bad thing. It's like, and then he's just like, you ready to do this? Yeah, I'm ready to do this. And it goes to like a commercial and shit.
Put your
Anyways,
hands
so
up, skin
put your hands
real.
up. And it's like my dad's the cop.
And you get to go home.
Yeah, and I get to go home and he's like, why would you do this? I just wanted to prove myself. Daddy called me the N-word. He like hugs me. Remember Will Smith and fucking Uncle Phil? It was like
Yeah, I
that
always thought
dad episode.
Uncle Phil was so amazing at like smacking his hat away in that scene.
Yeah.
It's like,
I was like, I'm not an N-word, Dad. I'm more than that. He's like, I know it, son. Start hugging each other. It's
you
like,
don't think they never said that to me?
dude. And then at the end of it, remember like the slower ones that were like kind of sadder? They're a little bit more sad and
Yeah,
emotional.
I always knew it was more sad and emotional if they never used the music.
If they didn't, yeah, if it was completely quiet.
If you just cried and it just like went to credits, I'm like,
Yeah, it
man,
was
I was supposed like that's a sad episode.
a sad fucking episode.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're in the bottom of the basement of that build. You know the buildings where he lived,
Yeah.
Rob? So
Yeah.
whatever. So we were at the bottom there and we smoked and he's like, let's do this. And we had masks and everything, all black and everything, like our hands were covered. I had a plastic gun, he had a plastic. I can't believe I fucking forgot about this shit. So we're walking up, and as we're walking up, I'm just like, this is stupid as fuck. I was like, yo, this is so dumb. I don't want to do this. But he was like, yo, we're gonna do this, we're gonna make so much money. Meanwhile, it was probably like $200. It's probably $300 or whatever the fuck it was,
Yeah.
right? So we're going up, and I'm just thinking that I'm like, damn, for $200, bro. Like, I'd rather just like, I'd rather honestly sell my butt cheeks and get rammed in the ass than like do this. Cause, like, what if I get shot? What if the cops do find out? My parents are gonna be like, this is what this kid does. Also, you don't do, in my mind, I'm hearing 50 Cent and shit. And I'm hearing like, never shit on you. Like, I'm hearing like random lyrics from other people, like, never shit in your own town. Like, never
Yeah, yeah,
shit
yeah.
where you sleep at. Like, and I'm like hearing rap fucking lyrics and like, never crap where you rest at. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing right now? Like, why am I doing this in my town? This is so stupid. Someone's gonna see my body language. Someone's gonna see my eye. Someone's gonna see something. Someone's gonna know that I hang out with him, and there's probably a camera somewhere that shows us walking to there, or me walking to there before the mask and the same clothes. But we have the mask on, and my fucking heart is beating like crazy. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna die tonight, I think. And like all this stuff, I'm like getting ready to die and shit. And while we're on the way there, as soon as we get there, he switched the plan up. He goes, yo, I'm gonna sit behind the car. You go in first.
Oh my God. Yeah,
And
it's
I was like, yo,
awful.
this kid's a bitch. That was the first time I was like, yo, he's older than me. This kid's a bitch. Because this shit happened with me later on where I thought he took weed from me and I went to his house and fucking threatened him and shit. And he didn't do shit. But we were going in there and like, I'm about to do it. And I'm like, fine, I'll do it. Like, I even said, yeah, I was like, fine, I'll just fucking do it. So, like, bro, I'm like
Dude, what a
crossing.
maniac you were.
dude, where I'm crossing the street, I have the mask on. In my mind, I'm like, all in my mind, I just hear like NWA playing. I'm like, fucking go. I have like,
fuck the police,
fuck the police. I was like, dude, I was ready to go in there. I remember thinking, I'm like, fucking put your shit down, you fucking bitch. Like, fucking, like, just like, give me the fucking money. I'll blow your fucking goddamn fucking brains off. And that time you called me the N-word, you fucking Arabian bitch. Like, I don't know. I was going to say like something to him. I honestly didn't know what I was going to. I was like trying to think in my head. I was more worried about what I was going to say when I went in there because I wanted to seem intimidating.
Only thing that would have been funnier is if you did go in there and then like you came out with like a sandwich that you paid for.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I told him, I was like, I got 5 cents off the sandwich, though. Shit was crazy. Yeah, but I remember going in, I was more worried about what I was going to say. You know, was I going to be like, yo, punk bitch? Like, it's
how close were you to actually entering the store?
By the way, this is like 2003, I think.
Yeah.
It's like 2003. Bro, I literally heard like, ding dong. I was like, I walked through the frame of the door, bro. I'm crossing the street and I'm just like, what am I gonna say? Like, am I gonna be like, I'll kill a motherfucker tonight? Like, I was like thinking all these things. I'm like, I was so scared. Like, at first I was like, should I go in with a fake accent? And I'm gonna go in and be like, I'll slay you, sir. Like, fucking English accent just going like, you think this is a rumpus? Like, I thought I was like gonna go in with like a fake accent. I was gonna be like, you know, so like, get your body on the floor, you fucking cocksucker. Like, I was like, I didn't know what to do, bro. All these thoughts are flying in and out of my head as I'm crossing the street, and I landed on, I literally was gonna be like, I'll shoot you in your fucking face. That's so violent. Bro, I was terrified, but I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, I'll shoot you in your chest. Like, I didn't know what I was going to fucking say to this guy. I was like, I'm a clean shot, brother. Like, yeah, I didn't know what I was going to say to this dude. So I'm walking in, I'm like,
clean shot.
Yeah. Just go and put your shit up. Give me the fucking beans behind you. I was ready. Hey, I was like, I'm going to get Newports. My main focus is like, I'm getting Newports because I need to smoke it after this.
God.
So, but like,
you would have been able to sleep. For like days after,
bro, I cross the street and I get to the store. I'm like, I'm just gonna yell at them really loud and I'm gonna get this money. And I was like, I'm gonna take whatever. I was this close to robbing a store and I saw the camera.
Not only robbing a store,
but threatening someone's life. Store. Yeah, armed robbery, fake arm robbery. And I could have got shot, But here's the thing, I'll tell you why I wouldn't have gotten shot. I'll tell you why after this. So I go in. No, I cross the street and I cross the street and I just see the camera and I'm like, and while I see the camera, I'm looking at the camera, dude, I just saw dad disappointed.
This, the camera, the eye of God,
the just camera like- was like dad. It was like dad's eyes. And I just saw dad and I just saw mom. And I just saw disappointment and I was just like, this is so dumb. We're doing it in our town. Like, we're going to get caught for this 100% because there's
100,000.
Dude. I'll tell you why. Cause the story gets better. So I look at the camera and I just hear like, and I'm like, yo, fuck this. What's crazy is if they look at the footage, they go back like a week. Like a week, it's me going in and going, dude, no joke. I was there for like a minute, like just looking at the camera like a weirdo, and I walk away. And I wonder if they saw them, like, who's this other guy? Because I didn't do well, they're not gonna get me for it because I didn't do anything.
No, you didn't. You didn't do anything though.
I go behind the car where he is, and I'm like, yo, and he's like, yo, what up? And he goes, did you do it? I was like, nah, I'm not doing this shit. I was like, fuck you, man. I'm not doing shit. He's like, yo, for real, bro? And I'm like, yeah, no, fuck you, I'm out. And I gave him his fucking toy gun and I fucking bounced and I went home. And I slept and I was so happy that I just got in my bed and that I didn't have on my record like arm robbery. And obviously I would have been I was a kid. They probably would have put me somewhere, did something, and I would have got sent away like I did already anyway. But it would have been way worse because it would have been like juvenile center or something like that.
Yeah.
So I didn't wind up doing it. Cut to a few weeks later, he found one of my other friends to do it.
He found another
Another idiot.
Yeah, he found another idiot is what he did. Yeah.
My age, who was one of my friends, and they wound up actually doing it and they got money. But like when they did it, they recognized their voices. They even said their name. He's like, "No, it's not me, bro." And like they recognized the voices and they immediately called the cops afterwards, and they both got caught, and one of them got sent to juvenile center. The guy that planned it got sent to juvenile center. The other kid didn't, and they didn't get to keep the money either. So I wouldn't even have gotten to keep the money. I know I would have been okay, but the kid that did it afterwards was a white kid. So yeah. We're talking 2003. I don't know, man. I probably would have got, in my opinion, the racism probably would have fucking won that time. Who knows? Who knows how the story goes? If I would have went in there and been like, "Lay down your arms, sir."
See, you would have been better though, because they wouldn't recognize your voice. They'd be like, "Yo, some English guy came in here and robbed us."
Yeah. Because that was the first thing I'm thinking. Like, they went in there with their regular voices, like just going like, "Ugh."
Because they used to have a lotto cash box.
Yeah. Yep.
Where they would only put money played in the lottery and pay out the lottery through this cash box that we would see all the time, like when we went in there. And that's where that initial like thought of like stealing and robbing Mahdi was. But I remember
also that kid, right, that he chose to do it after me is a fucking CO now. I don't know if he's still a CO. He might have retired from that, but his brother's a cop in Yonkers.
Two
of his brothers I think were cops, so it's like, it's just, yeah, it's crazy, it's wild.
It's so wild to me, because you were just so close to being a fucking moron and just just ruining your life.
Dude, what literally kept me from being the difference between me being a full-on moron and me being a genius and leaving that night was one step over a door line. That's it. Because if I was in the store, I would have did it. I was like halfway. I was like there looking at the camera and just seeing dad just being like, it felt like dad was behind the camera and not like they were just recording it in their store. You know what I mean? Dude. I was going to smash the camera with the stick ball, but I was like, all these thoughts were going through my head. And I was like, yo, is this what it's like when you die? Like all this shit that flies through your mind at the same time, because it was such an intense thing that was about to take place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, your life was about to get mad serious.
Dude, I literally was about to be like fucking get out of here, get on your shit, fucking get on your fucking shit, you're fucking shit with it now. Like thinking about doing that, I'm so happy. I mean, either way, it's a wild story because I was right there. But the choice that I made to not rob them, I think, was a better choice.
Yes. Yeah, I would say that was probably the smartest choice. And you want to know what's another smart choice? Getting
money the right way.
Yeah, getting money the right way and being a smart person. And I think I speak for all of us when I say that thank you so much for not making that huge mistake and that you're here with us.
I would have lived. But it would have been at the time,
how'd you know there wasn't you weren't going to get shot?
Oh, because those guys lived and they got away with it with a stickball bat. And they had masks on. So it's like, you can't really tell, you know what I mean?
Is a stickball bat a deadly weapon, you think?
I mean, I could probably kill somebody with this fucking bird if I felt like it. Who knows? I could probably.
Well, and also get a hate crime because that bird's a racist for sure.
Yeah, the bird is, but I could slam this through someone's eye, maybe, or something that.
I wonder if, like, say you, like, you and a black guy got into a fight, right? And you accidentally kill this black man, right? But you have, like, a parrot on your shoulder that's, like, saying racist things while it's happening. Mm-hmm. Do you think you get charged with a hate crime for that?
No. No, because I'm not saying it.
He's nodding his head, yes.
Fucking bluebird on my shoulder's a racist bitch.
Imagine like you go out with that bird and you just said something bad racist.
Well, I told you there was the bird at the bird shop who someone was making it say the N-word, and it said it pulled on my pants and it was like, yo, like at me. It was like, and then said it. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? This thing just say what I think it said? And it kept saying it. And I went back.
Brother.
I was like, yo, you got a bird back there saying racist shit. And he goes, yeah, we know. We can't get rid of them. We can't sell them to anybody. So someone went in the store and was teaching that bird racist shit. I was walking through the aisle of birds, and I just feel like this pull on my pants. And I look down. It's a little claw, like a little bird claw. And I go down. I was like, what's up, fella? And he's like, sup. And like fucking cursed me out and then said, I was like, yo, what the hell's wrong with this bird? And I went to the front. I was like, yo, you know, you got a bird saying the N-word back there and shit. And then they were like, yeah, I know, we can't sell them right now. I was like, yo, you got a racist ass bird in your shop, bro. What the fuck?
I forgot about that racist bird.
I was like, bro, you got a fucking General S. Ulysses back there.
Did his voice play in your head too when you were walking in the, like, Robin? It was like, Mexican.
No, this was that, because that was way after. Also, every time the bird did it, he'd be like, you fucking Spaniard. His eyes would like fucking dilate. They would go crazy. Cause I guess they like freak out and reach a part of their brain that just like makes their eyes fucking, their pupils dilate. Oh my God. But he just kept saying, I was like, yo, you have a bird back there that someone is clearly just coming in and saying shit to, because it called me all sorts of shit back there.
Oh my God. Probably have so much trauma. All right, guys, this episode is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and that you can make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Everybody knows I'm a big mental health advocate, have been for years now, and it's something that is very important to me and I think resonates with this audience very much as well. And I've been using BetterHelp for over 4 years now. I've been using BetterHelp. And the thing I love about BetterHelp is that for me, it gave me an outlet and the support that I needed when I couldn't find it anywhere else. And that's just a true story. You know, that's just something that happened to me. I didn't have insurance at the time. I couldn't get into any offices. They were all like quadruple booked and I was not able to get into an office, and BetterHelp was there for me. And this is what BetterHelp can be there for you as well. BetterHelp is something that I think all of us can benefit from, especially when we're in a jam. But even if you're just thinking about doing therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lops today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lops. And we want to thank BetterHelp for being a sponsor of this episode and of this show. Thank you guys so much for your support. And I hope that you guys go to betterhelp.com/lops. Get that 10% off your first month. Let me know if you do it. Be lucky, be happy, and also would be lucky to hear some of your stories and share them with me. And I hope everyone out there is, you know, taking care of themselves physically, mentally, financially. Let's get back to the show.
God, I can't keep thinking of that camera. Like, the camera, I think, saved me, honestly.
Dude, that camera was God. In that moment,
it was. I went in there just like,
bro, how the fuck did you get a camera up there?
Oh, God. Is this really who I am now? Fuck.
Is that new?
Save me, Lord.
Yeah, you think God's jacked?
Yeah, I feel like he's like CrossFit Jack though. Or like he's kind of like a skinny little like shredded lord.
Shredded Lord. I think
Yeah,
he's
he's definitely.
more like Zeus-ish.
Yeah, but is he like malnourished or is it because he's
No,
active?
dude, he's eating good up there, dude. He's eating good in heaven, brother.
No, but before that, was he like malnourished a little bit? Because
God?
every time you see, yeah, every time you see, oh, you mean God, God.
Yeah,
You mean like the God.
God, like the goat.
I feel like I just went to when I was a kid and I couldn't tell the difference between Jesus and God. Because sometimes they would call him God, but he is, because God's in all of us.
Yeah, God is inside of us all.
With
That's right.
God is probably, I don't,
Jacked.
God,
God
I would
has to be
imagine
so jacked, dude.
I feel like he's just missed with a powerful voice or something. I don't know.
See, this is how I picture God, like almost like a Greek god, and he's got like crazy long wavy white hair and like a great white beard,
Yeah.
and he is so jacked, like he is insanely jacked, like Battletoads jacked.
Is he like Fabio?
No, he's like remember Battletoads, how like jacked and like he
Yeah,
looks
their shoulders with the fucking whatever this part is that shows.
just crazy traps, like
Your traps.
heaven traps, like God traps, and he walks around in like a spaghetti tank top, you know, like a,
Yeah.
you know, and it's mad thin. He has like a gold gem, but it's like the heaven
Yeah,
on the end.
but for some reason it's always like changing colors. It's like it's
Yeah.
always just changing. It's like every color that's ever existed in the world, and it just
Yeah.
keeps changing for some reason.
Bro, it has colors you never even thought of and have ever seen. It's like a
It's like,
print of
yeah,
just godliness.
he wears like an LED like
Yeah.
it's like LED, and it just goes off. It's like a rave. It's just
Yeah.
always changing colors.
So
And it,
his shirt literally says Gold's Gym, like Heaven USA.
yeah,
And
and his
like
hair.
he sleeps in like a van though, like right outside of the Gold's Gym, but it's like a heavenly God van.
Wait, but is he like in heaven or is he on earth?
He's in heaven. It's just up in heaven.
I feel like there's no vans in heaven, brother. I don't know.
Yeah, but all right. So like I
Maybe
think
there is actually. You're right. Maybe there are. Vans are very comfortable.
Yeah, dude. And
Well, are they?
yeah. Vans are great, dude. I used to drive one for work. I was like, I could for sure live in this.
It's crazy how like you basically were like a pedophile for a job. Dude, you were getting paid to pick up like little kids all day
Bro,
in like a
100%,
sketchy ass fucking van though.
100% feeling what you just did and writing it into my stand-up set
Oh,
because
you have to do that. Do it.
I 100% am stealing this and writing a bit out of it. That is so
No,
fucking
please.
funny.
Wait, let me know. Can you let me know how it does when you do it? I have to know how it goes.
I'm gonna do it in Austin
I
today.
did I did something for I said something. Me and Casey Fry were talking once, and
That is so funny.
he used something for his show too, and he said it did really well. So it's
Yeah, it
like, yeah,
is.
let me know if it did.
100% stealing that. So
But
thank you
bro,
very much. But it worked really weird.
isn't
All
it
right. So
wild
wait,
when you think
let
about?
me save myself a little bit here.
Yeah.
All right. I was just gonna talk to him.
Want some candy? You better
Just want some
understand me.
candy. Better understand me. So my job is a camp provided me with a van all summer, and my job was to go pick up children every morning in a van, and then at the end of the day,
Isn't helping you.
I would take those same children home in the same van
Yes.
and just draw and just give them back to their house. You know what I mean?
And give them back to their house.
So
This
basically, in a
is
way,
fucking crazy.
yeah, which is kind of wild. And for me, I never really thought of it that way until tonight. And it's kind of
Right.
weird that someone would ever even just like trust me to do that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and like, don't get me wrong, like, I got into one car accident while it happened on the highway. We were listening to One Direction. It was like nothing can come between. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and you almost fucking died while driving. While that song's playing is so fucking funny because it's
Yeah.
like you're like nothing come between. What did you say? Oh my god!
I was like, oh fuck! Like I cursed. I was like, oh my god.
No weirdness though. Those kids loved Danny. In a non-weird way. They really love Danny because Danny's entertaining. Like imagine having Danny. Imagine everyone listening to the show. Imagine Danny's like your bus driver as a kid. Also, we didn't give a fuck. We talked to kids like adults. I mean, like we wouldn't take it too far, but like we were like, hey, shut the fuck up and sit down. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I remember one time a kid made fun of me. He was like, Danny, your nose is big. Like just made fun of me. I literally looked at him, bro. I was eating. I was literally on the pool deck. I was eating. I just looked at him and was like, shut up, bitch.
Dude, we were assholes to kids.
But the kids were cool. They would just.
Because we knew what kids we could do it to, and we knew when we could do it too. I mean, we picked our battles very well. Like a kid slapped my friend in the fucking face.
Yeah,
camp, and we dragged him. He was fighting. We dragged him by his feet to the office, dude. He slapped the shit out of a counselor.
Yeah,
and like punched the counselor in the face. I was like, hell no, dude. This kid's good. And by the way, I would talk to the kids afterwards because I'm like, I want to make sure I didn't mentally destroy this kid. But at the same time, it's like, bro, you can't go around hitting people. I'm just trying to help you in life. Like, no adult just does that out of nowhere without going to jail. Do you want to go to jail and never see your parents again?
No. I
want to. Like, I had to say
that's what they would have said to you if you robbed the store.
Bro, I be like, bro, I was there. I almost did it once. But I had to put my knee down on this kid's fucking neck because he was picking on this fat kid in our group. He was slapping him, bro, and it pissed me off. And again, you and me were picked, so it's like all that shit, like you know, in Me, Myself, and Irene, where you hear that, like loses. So I heard like that shit, and I just saw all the time we got picked, and I fucking took the kid and I threw him on the ground, like not super hard, but like at the length that you can do where you're not hurting him.
Yeah,
I put it, and I put my knee on his fucking back, and I was like, bro. He's like, get the fuck off me, and I'm like, bro, how does it feel to be picked on? How does it feel to be picked on? Do you like this? No, I don't like this. So I got him up and I said, everyone keep playing, and there was a girl counselor who was recording me doing it. Without context. So I took her phone. I go, give me the fucking phone or I'm going to snap it in half in front of the kids. Dude, I looked like a psycho that day. But I took the kid. But listen, I took the kid out of the gym and I said, yo, look at me real quick. I was bullied a lot when I was young and it made me look at people differently as bad people. I was like, are you a bad person too? You're like inside. Are you a bad person? He's like, no, I'm not a bad person. And I'm like, you can't slap kids like that. I was like, you, what did he do to you? I asked him, I was like, tell me the truth, what did he do to you? And he goes, he took my spot in line. I'm like, it doesn't matter, you're sitting there hitting him and then calling him a fat ass. So it was like, I was like, dude, bro, you're either gonna learn from me now or you're gonna learn from someone one day. Not only that, the kid thanked, he said sorry afterwards, and I gave him a five, and then the kid wanted me to be his fucking babysitter afterwards, and I was like, nah, I'm good. But yeah. It's weird. You don't think that you can get through to kids if you're just real with them because they're kids and they don't know anything. But I swear to God, I had like 20 kids being like, my, like, dude, me and Danny were like, this is a weird thing to like go back, like the kids almost not helping the pedophile stuff. But like, they wanted me and Danny to be their counselors in that whole camp. Everyone, like, if we got switched, people were like, kids would freak out. Because me and Danny would make them do like army songs and shit, like going down and getting in line and formation and shit. So it was fun. Like we made it fun. But this kid was beating up a fat kid. Like this kid's beating up a fat kid. And it was like, it was pissing me off. Dude, and by the way, he did this more than once. And I was like, yeah, this kid has to learn a lesson right now. And I didn't get in trouble. And the other girl, I was like, I took her phone and I deleted the video off. Dude, it was like an old cellular phone. So the frame rates were so bad. It was just me like. Like going, it looked like Usher when he was dancing at the Super Bowl. Yeah, just like fucking choking this kid. No, I didn't show. But like, it wasn't even that bad. Like, I wasn't like beating him up. But like, I was like, dude. You can't, I'm telling you, man, like kids loved us because we kept it real with them. Like, and also, I think we would let kids get away with certain shit. You know,
yeah, dude. Stuff. I had a kid in camp that me and him would flip each other off like every day. Like, we would look around and just be like,
yeah.
And he would look around and just go like,
okay. Yeah. We were, I mean, I don't know. I personally think when you live this world and you live in this world as parents, I'm not saying that you can't discipline your kids or you shouldn't, like we don't have to be their friends, but like, why the fuck not? Like, we don't have to smoke weed with them and fucking, you know, you want to hit and fucking take a sip of this fucking put, it'll put hair on your nuts. But at the same time, like, this kid, his parents just didn't want him playing any video games. And I was like, yo, I'm going to bring over the fun ones, though. I'm not going to bring over, like, GoldenEye. I won't bring him, like, shooting stuff. And I brought fucking Mario Kart over, and this kid lost his mind.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, yo, you can't tell your parents. Dude, I brought the 64, and I hit it in their bushes. Because they were like, he can't play video games. And he never experienced that. I was like, yo, fuck that. I'm bringing Mario Kart. This Mario Kart's not going to kill the kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Like he's going to start doing heroin the next day. You know what I mean? Like it's my thing is I'm going to bring a game over. And should I have done that or not? Maybe I shouldn't have done that. But I think that kid probably, and that was Miles. Remember Miles? Shout out to Miles.
Shout out Miles. Kid.
Probably fucking jacked now and like 36 and or how old? How old are all our camp kids now?
Probably like 24, 23. Because I started when I was 13.
Wait, damn, really? You were there. You were a veteran there.
Yeah, bro. Then I got fired because I told this lady to shut up, and it turned out that it was the principal of the middle school.
Oh, is that what? Yo, we're pieces of shit, man.
Yeah, one of the kids ran out into the circle like too early, and she was like, excuse me, like you can't just have kids running out here. I was like, shut up. And then, I didn't know it was the principal of Hillside.
Oh my god.
And then I remember Lisa, who was our boss, she brought me in. She goes, well, I gotta fire you. And I was like, oh damn. She was like, but if you want to come back next year, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they loved us there because they knew how much the kids fucked with us. The kids loved us there.
Yeah, dude. So. Those jobs were the best. But yeah, but I used to pick up kids in a van, and then their parents would be like, all right, see ya. Like, I would wave to their parents, like, as I just stole their children.
And they just think about, like, did you ever get nervous doing that job knowing you have, like, a bunch of kids' lives in your hands? Or, like, did you not really think about it?
Nah, it was just, like, second nature. Like, I would stop at, like, Starbucks before and just be like, all right, like, time to go to Chappaqua and pick up three kids.
Yeah.
Because, like, you would have, like, a co-pilot. You would pick up a co-counselor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they would be the ones, like, if the kids are like bugging out in the back, like they would like have to take care of it.
What's one of your favorite vines that you did from the van? Because if you guys don't know this, a lot of Danny's vines were while Danny had that job. So if you ever see him in a car, that's probably like, I would say towards the end of Vine for you.
Yeah, probably middle end. Because that was a different job. That was the job I almost got fired for because I used to work for a company called Sodexo.
Yeah.
When I was working at Children's Village at the group home with the group
home. Oh, yeah.
And I remember I walked into the office one day.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? And I see them like X out of like a Google search.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I saw it for a split second. It was just like my face mad times. So apparently, like the owner of Sodexo, like his son, saw a video of me and was like, oh, like this guy works for Sodexo. And I was just cursing like crazy, like going off. So then like the whoever ran Sodexo in New York, like called my job and they were like, yo, you have to fire this kid. And then, they were like, okay, like we'll fire him. And they just like never did it. They were just like, yo, just don't film anymore. Like with Sodexo clothes on.
Right. Cause they saw your shit.
Yeah. And they were like, you just please don't do it anymore. But I think my favorite thing I ever filmed in one of those vans, and Ben Gold loves it to this day.
Was it the bagel one?
No, it was when I did a Snapchat story of like waking up And like it was video game based. It was like first person. It was just like my hand was like missing. It was literally like the Phantom Pain before the Phantom Pain came out.
Oh, what? Really? Like, I don't know if I remember these. These are all Vines?
Yeah, no, they were Vines and like Snapchats. Like I shared like part one through like part 10.
I forgot Snapchat was killing it at that time too.
Yeah, and I remember just being like, all right, look at your hands. But like you hear the voice and you just see my hand like moving around. It's like, all right, now get up. Like, you know, I'm like driving through the town and it's like, make a left, make a right, like doing the whole thing. That, and then I think there was one that I did. There was the bagel one was actually pretty good. Call these bagels.
Yeah, you call these bagels. Yeah,
you call these bagels.
I think that was while you were working there.
Yeah, I also did one called Jew Detective, which was big.
Yeah,
people liked that one a lot. It was about a Jewish detective.
That was in the truck as well. Or whatever.
That was in the truck. Yeah. I remember in the camp van. I think Max and I did one, and that almost got me fired. Because I was doing one where I was just like, it wasn't even funny. It was one where like a guy just uses like slang, and like I can't understand him. So it was just like, what up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Getting popping like, dude, you know, for sure. And I was just like, yeah, sure.
Oh, like, yeah. I think I remember. Yeah, I remember that. And like, Max wasn't even
that,
right?
Yeah, it wasn't even that funny. But somehow somebody saw it and they were like, dude, if you do this again, we're going to fire you. And then they fired me like 6 months later.
It's so weird. It's not even bad. I don't know.
No,
like,
but
not to me. But
here's
anyway,
the thing. Like, you weren't supposed to use the car like as your own car.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so I didn't give a shit. I took that car everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, as long as I don't fucking crash it, like I'm taking it to the gym, I'm taking it to over here. Like, I'm
just God, like, it's so weird that even that is like decades old now.
Yeah, dude.
Because it feels like that's how we felt when we were that age. We're like, damn, that was whatever when we were young. This one, because there's so many vines that we did that were so. Like, people don't know the vines that we did that we like deleted or didn't keep up that were all just like stupid ones in the beginning. Like, I did like the snowpocalypse one, and that's like one of the ones that like got me to get momentum doing funny stuff, because I was just doing weird creative stuff because that's what everyone was doing on the app. So I was like, oh, this is how you get popular. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
But no, then I saw
you did so many. You used to do like so many, and then like it's so weird. Like once you get popular, you're like, oh, I'll only do like one like a week.
Yeah, I'll do one a week, or I'll edit all the trash ones out. It was so dumb. I should have just kept absolutely everything because I would have had more access to it today.
And you used to do like stop motion.
Yeah, the stop motion stuff, people wound up being like inspired by and then doing it. Like this one guy, Jethro, like he like fucking was like, yo, can I do something similar? And I'm like, yeah. And then he wound up like taking off and doing commercials for people for it. I just stopped. It was so hard to do. I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Because you know us. We're always like getting we're always trying to find like the easier route. So it's like, I'm just going to do the funny shit. Because the funny shit, I started getting noticed by Adam Goldberg, the dude in fucking Saving Private Ryan that gets stabbed, the Jewish guy.
Shushy man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stabbed by Shushy man.
And Will Sasso. And then after that, once Sasso saw my shit, I was like, oh, maybe I'm actually somewhat funny and I'll try to just like keep doing this. But like, I was going to ask you, what are like you and me to tell us, like, we pick our favorite or favorites of one of the others that of Vines.
Oh,
yeah. Like, I'll start. I still to this day think one of the funniest ones you did where you had the fucking fake like eagle mask on. Like cover and Danny is like
something. Peter had I used to live with this kid Peter, and he had some like really long glove. Like I guess it was like a ski glove or something.
But
long, like mad thick. I was like, yo, this looks like a Hawkeneer's like fucking like satchel glove. Like I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know, I'm just gonna stick my arm out the window and play soft jazz and just act like I'm waiting for my hawk to come back.
Yeah, Danny, it was called like crazy guy who listens to jazz and thinks he has a hawk or something. And Danny's arm's out of the window and Danny's just going, he'll be back. And you just hear like skate like in the background.
Such a weird idea, but it's like kind of defense. I don't know.
Yeah.
but you didn't really do that route of like Vine comedy. So whenever you would do those and it was funny, like those were my favorite. Cause it was like a thought out character and stuff. You know what I mean? Cause a lot of people like this for the rap or the singing or the random, like physical stuff or whatever. Like there was a few that I would do. Like I did the Just Fucking Kidding, like how kids would react to the JFK, because like kids are stupid and in school, so like those would do good. But that's probably one of my favorites. That's probably like one of my favorites from you.
Speaking
of
JFK, I'll be in Dallas March 13th.
Oh yeah, let's go. Texas is the reason.
Texas is the reason. Get the president there.
So that's one of my favorites that you did that wasn't popular.
My favorite one that you ever did. I always love Reverend James. Reverend James is my favorite ones. I'm really upset that Reverend James like never came back. Like you would do Nervous Ned. Like who is it?
Nerd Ned.
And I was just
Took off. That's why.
Nerd Ned, dude. We need more Reverend James.
Yeah, we need more Reverend James. Reverend James didn't do well, but Reverend James, in my opinion, was way. The first Nerd Ned was good. And after like the second Nerd Ned, I was like, people just love this character now because they got attached to it. And I was just like, yeah, but these aren't really, they're not banging like in my heart. What banged was like Reverend James, like, it was a reverend who had a cook show. And it was just mad over dramatic and stupid. And he would just yell for no reason. And it was fucking amazing.
He did like this slide too, like with the camera.
Like with crazy smile.
How to cook with Reverend James.
How to cook. It was called How to Cook with Reverend James.
How to Cook with Reverend James. We should bring Reverend James back.
We should. Yeah.
And just do a skit with Reverend James.
I would do on YouTube. I want to do like a full on. We have to start doing like full on fucking videos on YouTube or something.
No,
just have fun again.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, once I get just back,
give me a hot dog and some salad.
Make the hot sauce salad.
Make the hot dog with the salad, you got. But
it was very early on where like you're walking and you're like, you know, she wants it, and like you drop this glass.
Oh yeah, drop it.
That's one of my favorite ones. Any ones that you made that like weren't
super
popular
big,
I liked, which was kind of weird.
Well, the thing is like I think like at the end of it, like we liked all the stuff that we did. Maybe not all of it. Like there were stuff that you did that I like. Obviously I love sucking on your titties, like obviously that. Yeah. Like it's like you have to sing it, but I'm trying to think. There was the other one that I would that I sang all, like when you did Jebediah for a while. Jebediah was great. Jebediah was hilarious. Yeah, I'm Jeff Dad, I'm 5. Like that, the character ones were always great when you would do those. Breaking down the racial barriers one was great too.
Oh yeah, just like
with the little white kid and the black kid, and they were just like playing
the
basketball.
Bulls intro music.
Yeah, that was really really that was honestly
awesome. When I would do the Bulls like intro guy for like regular things in life, that was always fun. There was just a lot of fun shit that like happened on there.
Earlier Vine was, it was just more, and you said it perfectly, it was more fun.
Yeah, so it was just a more fun, carefree environment.
When did you start thinking that you had to like, kind of, like when did it stop being fun for you? Like doing Vines and stuff? Or did you always really have, because you kind of were more, I think you had your fans also because you were careless. You kind of just didn't care as much on your stuff. And you could tell, like I did like Alejandro from Target, which crushed. But like, you know, when I would do a new character and it would do well, I was happy. But like, I wasn't happy because I was trying to do what everyone said that they wanted to see instead of just doing what the fuck I did in the beginning.
You know what I mean? I think people liked my stuff because I was very carefree and it like wasn't like produced. Like
you were the opposite of typical Viners.
Yeah. And like you would still go and like buy costumes. Like you were like into the whole thing. Like I was just like, nah, I'm just gonna like put a beat on and like do this.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people like still fuck with me to this day. Like,
yeah, because you weren't going for what was numbers and popular. You were just going for what was funny to you, really.
Yeah, and just like what I thought banged. If it banged, like people would fuck with it. That's like what it was. Like I never looked at it like, yo, I'm gonna make mad money doing this.
Right, right.
Just like, you know.
Well, the thing was also I had insider stuff. Like I remember telling you and or Max too, I was like, I don't think the app's going to be up that much longer. I'm just like letting you guys know, because I had had contacts with all those people that owned it, you know what I mean, and that they, talking to the inside for Twitter and what they heard going around, like, you know, the fucking internet streets, because all those top miners had left, and I was like, yo, I don't think the app's going to last much longer. Because they were hiring people at that time now to make vines and flying them out to Japan and shit. Like Chris was one of those people. Like they put in the spotlight, like Chris was funny, but they put them on the spotlight on purpose to like make certain creators try to bring the app back to life. But once like Rudy and King Batch and all those fucking like a little bit of like the cornier side or like the poppy version of Vine left and went to Instagram, like Vine was pretty much fucked. It wasn't even mostly because of them. Twitter just didn't want to do anything to keep it alive anymore. They didn't want to pay for it or do whatever to keep the servers, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
But
they banged it. They got rid of it.
They got who?
That created it. Didn't one of them pass?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, he died. I think he had like an overdose or something like that.
It was like three guys that made it, right?
Yeah, I think like two or three. There might be like one other guy that was involved, and Russ is one of the other guys who wound up becoming kind of like one of my friends. And Russ is still around. Then they wound up doing that other show that took off, the one where it was like a game show or some shit.
Yeah, that's right.
For a little bit, and then it died.
That thing was a big deal. That was a big deal.
On hype, the app hype, yeah.
Yeah, on the app.
Which that app was a great idea. I think it was a little ahead of its time, and I don't think they really had the, I don't know, their team wasn't great for that. So
what was I gonna say to you? So you're gonna be doing some vacationing. You're gonna be coming out of your shell, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to stick with it because, you know, anxiety is always like, see if you can get out of it or like whatever, but starting to stick with it. Probably like Maine, doing Jersey, Maine, then I have to go to Austin, Texas, I think, at the end of the summer. Which is going to be great. I'm not ready for Austin heat. Apparently, is absolutely terrible, and I'm going there in the summer. So yeah,
I'll be there today. So
yeah, Danny's going to go there later today. It's going to be good. Austin sounds like it's really. I just want to go to see how it is because that's a place that I was thinking about moving. So
I've been before. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's a fun spot. So you're thinking Austin, and then where else?
And then maybe California. I don't know if I'm going to go this September though. I'm going to see.
Yeah, you want to hear what my August is going to be like?
Yeah.
I want you to see if you would this would even be possible for you.
Yeah.
This is what my August is going to look like. These are the cities that I'm going to in August. Subject to change, but the states are what it's going to be. Nashville, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Boston, Montreal, Toronto, Detroit, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, LA, San Diego, Phoenix, Arizona. That's just August.
It's just too much going to other places and dealing with. The thing is when you do all that, you're dealing with itinerary. Like I just couldn't, me personally, do I want to travel in the future and get over my shit? 100%. Cause I'm not going to sit here and bash traveling, like travel all you want, but that's just, I don't even think any of us would do that if it wasn't for what we love to do. You know what I mean?
This is like a wrestling schedule.
Right. This is like what you love to do, but you've been honest about how it fucking sucks. You know what I mean? It's a lot to do, but I think once you're on stage, once you meet people, that's when things start changing. Cause it's like that's just who we are. We fucking complain about shit, but then we get there. And then we do it. Like I complained about going to T-Pain show. Then I was on stage throwing water at people and showing my tits. So like it's really about what you said too.
14 cities in August alone.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. You're nuts. I couldn't do shit like that. I'll fly. I'm excited to go to places I haven't been to, but I'm not that excited. But I'm proud of you for fucking going there and doing that shit. It's a lot of shit to do.
Got to do it, baby. Got nothing to it but to do it.
What's your biggest gripe with airports?
Honestly, since I've gotten TSA pre-check, it really hasn't been anything, to be honest with you. The only thing that just delays and like when you get on the plane and they're like, hey folks, like you know, they'll be like, hey guys, you know, we got a little stuff that we got to fix. We have cabin door issues, so we're waiting for a mechanic to come out and like fix it. That's the type of shit I hate. That like anything like, all right, so we're not leaving at 10:20, we're leaving at 10:40 now. Now I'm just sitting on this fucking plane. That's the shit that drives me nuts. You know, but other than that, but honestly, I go do what I gotta do, come home. You know, my whole thing with airplanes and like not being afraid of them is just like, if this thing's gonna go down, like I can't do anything about it. You know, like we're all just gonna accept our fate here together and like just, I don't know, hopefully like I'm that one lucky dude that gets like ejected and like lands on a desert island, I guess.
Yeah, I would just love. I'm gonna get a fucking handheld before I start doing any of these. Like, I just
Oh
want a
well, yeah.
handheld.
You need video games. You need video games. Like
To keep my mind off of it.
I'm bringing
My it's not even being in the
my
air for
Switch
me or
and my
anything. It's
Island.
like being cramped with some dick, and it's like some guy, and then people just coughing and shit. It's like all. It's not even so much getting up because I've been up in the air and didn't have a panic attack or anything like that while I've been in the air, and I normally wouldn't. But
Most
like, and
people don't.
also, I'll be a lot more equipped this time. I'll have meds and I'll have like a handheld. But like, I'm definitely for the money. I'm getting like a ROG, or I'm getting like a fucking Steam Deck or some
Yeah,
shit
dude.
to
It's like
keep me going.
I'm gonna go up on there and I'm just gonna like play Dave the Diver and fucking get to my destination and I'm good.
My problem is I can't not talk to someone. If I even get one small vibe of someone being like, "Hey, I'm just gonna go," and so like, yeah, you know, you get like the first guy I ever met on a flight was awesome. His name was Mike. And he had like the same birthday as me. It was fucking mad weird. I thought I was like meeting a dude from an alternate universe or something.
Probably were. That's what I was gonna
He
say.
was
He's
like,
probably like God.
brother, I'm a consultant for the military. I was like, oh, this guy called me brother. But he was like, brother, I'm a consultant for the military. He's like, you ever been on Air Iran? I was like, no. He's like, bro, it's a shopping cart with like holes in it. You'll be fine. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, this dude. And he was mad chill. He goes, I'm getting you wine. He got me like a glass of wine and shit. And the whole flight, because my first flight ever was a 6 hour flight to California.
Yeah, it's a long,
Seven. It was like
long.
seven because I think we were like, I don't know, some shit happened. Anyways, my biggest thing is like, you know, it's just like in my mind, I'm always like, oh, I'm gonna go out like fucking Richie Valens, like the dude who was afraid of flying, and then he just died on one because he manifested it. But
Yeah.
also, they were on a private plane that was like in a storm that was not supposed to be flying at all and all
Yeah,
that
in like
shit.
the
So,
50s.
yeah, in like the 50s.
You know, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, but like, but I'm like excited to take the first place will probably be Texas, and you know, and just, you know, God, please just, you know, I'm trying to like die in a, I'm my ideal way of dying, and I'm gonna ask you this too. I want to like just be in a nursing home, like playing Metal Gear Solid for the last time with like my pants down at my ankles, just dead, like
Yeah.
banging it to like Sniper Wolf.
Yeah, I just want to dive like something my body did and not like something somebody else did.
Yeah, like not right away, man. Like, you know.
Yeah, I just want to like, you know, like if my body fails me and I die, like at least like it's my body that did it, you know?
Fails me is so funny though.
You know, like just, at
My
some
body
point our
fails.
body, at some point our bodies will fail and we'll go sleepy night night, but it's like, you know, we're still just so like for the earth we are young.
What's the most embarrassing way for you to die if you think you did? Like, how do
Probably
you not want someone to find you?
like if like I had masturbated and like had a heart attack.
And your dick is out.
Yeah, my dick was out, my pants were at my ankles, and then like you come in and like the porno's like still playing.
It's still, oh my God.
Yeah, and it's just
It's
like someone has to come and like clean that up, and like I just jizzed like right before it. And now there's
oh,
like
God.
No, there's jizz, pee,
Yeah, because you poop and pee, right?
poop and pee when you go bye-byes. So
Oh,
yeah, so
yeah.
that's probably the most embarrassing way for
Yeah, I
me.
would.
Actually, in a sense that if like if I was really old, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like you went out jaying it, but like I just don't want that to happen to me. Like when I'm young, like Elvis.
I don't want to like die with like food in my mouth.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. Like
I feel like that's like
I just don't
weird.
want to die painfully. Just like,
Yeah, just make it fast.
yeah, dude. Imagine just like wearing like old people pajamas. and you just like go to bed one night and you're just like, all right, like, and then you just like don't wake up. I'm like, that sounds awesome. Like, it doesn't sound awesome. Don't get me wrong. Dying probably sucks ass, but like that way of dying sounds good.
Well, this isn't embarrassing. I just don't want to like forget shit. I don't want to like lose memories and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to be like some just scared, empty slate walking around. Is so fucking terrifying to me.
Yeah, I used to always say,
and I'm sure it is the people who deal with it, you know?
Yeah, like I used dementia. To always say, like, oh, like, I won't care. Like, if I got dementia, like, I won't be able to, like, know anything. But then, like, I've talked to people who've had, like, family members with it, and they were like, bro, it's terrible. Like, they're just terrified of, like, everything. Like, you have no idea who anyone is. Like, it's a horror.
Bro, it's like emptying a memory card and starting over at 80. Like, that's like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not even starting over at a young age. Like, if you were young, maybe I'd be like, who am I? Like, do cartwheels and love life. Like, let's figure it out for the rest of my life. But you're like, you're almost dead and you have to start over. Like, that's fucked.
Also, the other thing, too, is like, I'd rather die with like some quality of life still.
Yeah.
Like, being 90, like, sounds great and shit, like, in retrospect, but like,
you want to still be able to joke and shit.
Yeah, like, I still, like, want to be able to, like, walk around and shit.
Well, because, dude, depending on how bad it is, like, Wendy Williams looks like a robot now.
Yeah,
like, it's kind of, like, bad. Like, it's, unless, like, I saw someone's, like, she's definitely acting. I was like, nah, there's no way. There's no way. There's, why, first off, why? And second, yeah, no.
You want to know what's kind of crazy? Like, I start to think about, like, people who were famous that died. Right. And I'm like, I lived 10 years like longer than Tupac did. So,
yeah.
Like,
and
years older than him when he died.
And you ever look at him and go, damn, he looks like a kid. I look at him and I go, he looks like he's 45 to me still.
Yes.
It's and weird.
Too.
He looks like he's fucking 40. Yeah. Biggie looks like he's like 36. How old were they? Were they like 25?
Tupac like, was 25 years old when he died. I'm 35.
Jesus.
And then Biggie, I think, was like 27, maybe even younger, 20. Dude, imagine you like, Biggie was 24.
Damn, he was a year younger?
Yeah.
Bro, he wasn't, I mean, he was mid, but he was like, well, not even mid-20s yet. Like, not
officially. I thought you were saying that Biggie was like mid.
Now, someone the other day did say that, like, I was watching, Nori and fucking that guy was saying Ice Cube's a better rapper than Biggie or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Ice Cube's nice. Old Ice Cube is nice, but
Biggie was overall just over like he was like a well-rounded rapper, no pun intended.
Yeah, he was. But, no, he was definitely well-rounded. That's for sure.
But he was like, it's crazy.
You ever read his autopsy? They said his heart was huge.
Really?
Yeah, like his
wait, heart, in like an unhealthy way?
Yeah, like his heart was like not gonna like imagine like having if for someone that was 24, he was like 45.
Yeah, dude, he fucking just and the way that they talked also. They don't talk like and maybe it's just because they saw shit when they were young, that's why they grew up fast, but like dude, Pac was saying shit like grown adults don't even say now. It's so weird. They were like, not even just Biggie, but like Pac was like a little prophet baby. It was so weird. He was like saying shit and predicted things. It was just like,
you know, what's
like
so weird.
He was like a man at such an early ass age. I feel like 25. I was still just like trying to figure out like if I'm getting my dick sucked right or not. Like I didn't know what I was doing with myself even at 25.
The thing that's wild is that if he was around today, like people would just like think he was annoying.
Yeah, I don't. I think about like also they didn't live long enough to fuck up and get canceled. Probably,
yeah.
You know what I mean. So it's like who knows where they would. Well,
Tupac did go to jail for the R word, but they said that it was fake,
right?
That it was made up.
Which I think he was with people who are fucking weird.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think that's
exactly what happened.
And then like a lot of people too. Like it's like I don't know. I'm thinking about. Like, it's crazy. Like, imagine Kanye died after, what was his last greatest album, in your opinion?
The Life of Pablo.
All right, so imagine he died right after that. Yeah. Or not even that. Imagine he died right after prime Kanye. So right after fucking his fourth, after eight. Imagine he died after 808.
Yeah.
And he didn't have time to say all this fucking shit that he's been fucking saying.
Yeah, he says some crazy things, man.
Can you imagine? No, but can you imagine the difference?
Right, he was saying shit. He was like, yo, fuck Drake and like fuck Hailey Bieber.
Yeah. 808s is when he did the Taylor Swift thing, by the way, right? That was like his first real. I mean, the George Bush thing was like, you know, people were like, oh, at least he spoke up. You know what I mean? Like he said something. Taylor Swift was like the first real, like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? You know?
Yeah, man. He's. It's hard to cheer for him. I'll tell you that.
Bro, do you think I guarantee you he would have been considered. I know he's considered one of the most genius still regardless, but at that time when you get frozen in time, he would have been considered the greatest like then. Like people would have been saying he's the greatest. Probably. That's it, period. Because you don't have time to fuck up.
No.
And then once you fuck up, it changes people's that balance.
Yeah. When artists die young, they reach this kind of godly status.
Yeah.
Because their time has elapsed.
Right.
And it's done. So it's like they just like live there. So like Juice WRLD's like ex-girlfriend's like selling his dreadlocks or some shit. What the fuck is that about?
Now she's doing his dreadlocks? Dude, that bitch has no shame. Holy shit. She does not give a fuck. That's fucked, man. Wasn't she put it in their sex tape on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yo, what a piece of shit.
It's just kind of strange to think about, like, how not okay any of that is, and like we just like let it
happen. His estate sue her, or is it her shit and she can do whatever she wants?
I think all she has to say is like, he gave this to me.
Yeah,
like you have a guy,
get a job, bitch. Yeah. Fucking go work.
Like, I gotta pay my bills. Like, I have to sell Juice WRLD's hair. No, bitch, get a fucking job.
Yeah, that's really weird. That's really fucking strange.
Yeah, I want to see if she's actually sold his hair.
Damn, she's really gotten down to like selling his like pubes that she could. Also, why does she have his hair? She cut it and then just kept it?
I guess.
So she planned this from the beginning if they broke up or something.
Yes. Yeah,
100%.
Selling his dreads on OnlyFans.
Oh my God, what a weirdo.
And like she's selling.
It was weird beforehand, but now she's selling his follicles. Like, that's mad strange. That's
very
mad
very
weird.
Strange.
Parts of his body, like, you're a weirdo.
The only thing that's weirder is the people that buy it. Like, imagine you went to somebody's house and they were like, yeah, you want to see Juice WRLD's dread? I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's so weird. And putting it on like a mannequin head in like a glass case. Like, that's so weird.
I'm like, yeah, why do you have this, like, piece of hair in your living room? They're like, oh, that's Juice WRLD's hair. Like,
how much are you trying to sell it for?
I think she was selling them for
like 180,000 or something.
On her OnlyFans, it says another batch of Jay's shit. Need money for BF's bail by Monday.
She called it his shit?
Yeah.
Yo, this girl sucks.
I know. Regular tooth 100, sharp tooth 250, molars 1,000. She's selling his teeth, like his gold teeth, I guess.
Yeah, what a weirdo. I would have fucking beat the shit out of her if I was her mom.
Yeah,
if I was his mom.
And then she's selling a mystery dirty laundry pack for $2,500.
A mystery? What a piece of shit.
No,
that's super weird. It's almost like, oh my God, that's really fucking strange. What the hell? Why does she have all that? Was she like his dentist?
I don't know. All this is very gross.
Well, she has all that. She was keeping it to do this. She planned this like before he even died then.
Yeah, she was like, I'm just going to sell all of his shit. Selling his like used Supreme underwear for $200.
So fucking weird.
Then there's something called 1 ounce vial of Juice's juice. Is that his jizz?
She's selling his jizz?
All I know is it says 1 ounce vial of Juice's juice for $10,000. I think that's jizz. How does she have his jizz?
Well, she probably
she probably consumed it, and then or before she probably semi consumed it and spit it out or something. That's really, you know, she's a psycho.
What is wrong with people?
I have no idea. That's the worst thing. She's lazy.
This is the worst thing about social media too. It's like, can't people just die?
Why doesn't she just? She's like not a terrible looking person. Why don't she just go to the next guy, like fucking everybody else does? That's in that field.
Because once you do that, you're not that person anymore. Probably it's like her only claim to fame.
Yeah, but she should just go date another rapper if you can't do anything else. You don't have to sell a dead guy's hair. That's fucking way weirder.
21 years old when he died.
God, yeah. Wow. And that kid was really talented. I actually liked his stuff.
I did, too. I liked him a lot. Yeah. I liked him a lot. Oh, my God. All right. So I got to get ready to go get on a plane.
Yeah, Danny's going on a plane, y'all. He be going flying and shit.
I could go fly through the air.
Austin. Shout out to Austin, Texas.
For real. Shout out Austin, Texas. Love Austin, Texas. Love all Texas. Texas is dope. Texas is the reason. But yeah, Mike, where can they find you on the internet, buddy?
Michael_LowPriority everywhere. That's it. Awesome.
Mike, I can't wait to hug you and kiss you back in the studio next week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It'll be great.
It'll be nice. We're just trying to like build the studio and make it really nice to look at and have fun in it. And you guys can follow me at Danny LaPriori everywhere on the internet. And we'll see you guys next week. I'll see you guys Sunday for the Incredibly Late Show, which is a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on that show. We prank phone called Domino's and sang songs to them. It was actually awesome. You could see them, I think, on this channel in the live. Yeah, and I love you guys. I'll see you in a city near you soon. And peace. We are out of here.